Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.
China is not the only country struggling to cope with water shortages. With scarce fresh water supplies driving up the price of drinking water in countries in the Middle East and South Asia, there are businesses now hoping to meet that demand by shipping water from places where it's more plentiful. In Sitka, a small town of 8,500 people in the U.S. state Alaska, residents have enough excess water to sell up to 9 billion gallons of fresh water each year, for 1 penny per gallon. Businesses have long wanted to make use of the cheap fresh water, but it has always been too expensive and difficult to transport it long distances. A U.S. company now believes they have a solution. Alaska Resource Management wants to ship nearly 3 billion gallons of Sitka's water to India's west coast each year. VOA's Barry Newhouse spoke with Brett Walton, a reporter with Circle of Blue, a network of journalists and scientists researching the global freshwater shortage.
What they're proposing to do is ship water via 80 million gallon tankers from a port in Sitka to a water hub, which will be located somewhere in India. The company is not saying exactly where, but their chief executive from True Alaska said it will be somewhere south of Mumbai.
And has anyone ever tried to ship just such a massive quantity of fresh drinking water before?
In the past, we think of bulk water diversions through pipelines and canals. What's new about this is the transportation method via tankers. Sitka acquired this reservoir when a pulp mill went out of business in the 1990s, so they've been looking at this source for about 10 years. They've had a series of companies come in and try and attempt this bulk water shipment, but they've never been able to get the logistics to work out, because it's a very thorny type of business, and you have the source, the transportation, and then the destination. And logistics and economics of all these things have to work out.
Right, and so, but obviously, I guess the company thinks that it's struck a formula that works. Do you have any idea of how much they would have to charge for water for it to be economically feasible to ship it that far?
The economics aren't clear. A lot of it about the proposed deal is not clear, but I think it has something to do with their distribution system that cuts down on labor costs. But they're getting the water for a penny per gallon from Sitka, and then will presumably sell it for much more than that in India and the Middle East. And what they're looking at doing is having a water distribution hub where they will send the water onward in smaller vessels to ports in the Middle East, or put it in containers and sell for drinking water, or high-value pharmaceutical, high-tech technology uses.
Now, I know there are some countries, at least in the Middle East, that get some water from desalinating seawater and that sort of thing. Can you talk a little bit about the cost involved with doing that? And is that a feasible solution for, say, a country like India that has an enormous population but not necessarily one that could afford very expensive water?
Desalination has been one of the reasons why bulk water has never taken off, because desalination right now is much cheaper. And a lot of that is attributable to Middle Eastern countries having a lot of cheap energy that they can funnel to desalination plants and loose environmental standards. So the hope for all these bulk water companies, and it's not just Sitka, Alaska, there's companies in Iceland and New Zealand and Greenland that are all trying to get in on this. And they're hoping that the desalination costs will go up because of higher energy costs. It's very energy intensive to take the salt out of the water, and stricter environmental standards.
Now, obviously, the organization you're with, Circle of Blue, covers these freshwater issues. We frequently hear about how some countries, I guess in particular Yemen, are running out of freshwater. How close are we to the day when countries are going to really depend much more on either industries that are purifying or desalinating water for the basic needs of people, or even shipping water from other places? Is that something that's going to happen relatively soon, or are we still several years away from it?
The amounts of water being considered for bulk water shipments are a tiny fraction of what's actually consumed. So the proposed shipments from Sitka are less than 1% of what Mumbai would use in a day. The bigger picture is that there needs to be a reconsideration of how we use and value water, especially in dry areas.
Are you already starting to see that in places where water is becoming more scarce, or have those kind of conservation practices not really been adopted much yet?
Water conservation is happening in lots of places. India is looking very seriously at rainwater harvesting as a way for its coastal cities to get out of this water crunch. You know, Mumbai is looking at a series of water diversion projects, you know, almost one after another, to feed its growing population. But also conservation plays a huge part in this. And you know, people are starting to wake up to the fact that water is no longer the abundant resource it used to be. You know, the amount is not changing, but the number of uses and users are, and that's what's changed.
Reporter Brett Walton speaking with VOA's Barry Newhouse. Thank you for joining us on tonight's edition of Crossroads Asia. I'm Sarah Williams. Please stay tuned for the latest world news on International Edition, coming up next on many of these same radio frequencies.